Let's clarify even further. When the E is on the same string, or the E or the A is on the same string, when the 16th note is on the same string, it does not have to disrupt alternate picking. Right now we're in the key of C minor, first string, 11th fret, and we got four notes, well, five notes. Like in letter A, the first five notes, I'm sorry, that's four notes, one E and two. Okay, we're descending the scale, and the E is on the same string as the first note. So without that E, you would have down, up, down. And with this E, you got, so it doesn't disrupt the flow of alternate picking at all. Now this may seem like we're splitting hairs, but the point is that at the tempo that you're, you know, that your maximum picking speed, I don't remember what it is, like, that's your alternate picking, pretend that's your alternate picking speed, so, like you're gonna need that mechanics in order to keep up, and the pick's not doing any more work than it did before, understand so far? But if you have to cross strings on the E, like take rhythm one, rhythm A, and we start at this 8th fret, and the next note descending is on the next string, I would pick that up, up, pull off, and then restore the alternate picking with down, down. And the pull off on the end is to give your pick a chance to restore itself. This is your introduction to alternate directional picking. It's complicated. In my head, you get good at alternate picking, and then you use legato, which is what we're doing, to go in between the alternate picking. But occasionally, you'll need little glimpses of directional picking. But then full-blown directional picking includes economy picking, which I'm not going there with you right now, but because it requires three notes per string, a totally different approach.